Hello, everybody. Hank Gross here on Mid-Hudson News with the Hudson Valley International Film Festival, which will be running this year at the Paramount Theater in Middletown from June 3rd through the 9th. And our guest on the program today is one Gilbert Gottfried. How are you today, sir?
Fine, but you were supposed to call me yesterday.
I apologize. I apologize.
Tell us what happened in your professional operation.
In my professional operation?
Yeah, yesterday. Why, you couldn't call me yesterday.
The whole audio
The
whole audio system went kaplooey. That's a technical That's a technical term.
Yeah. So this is practically, so your radio show is like about a notch above talking to two paper cups with a string between them.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, we use the string that they wrap the bakery cookies in on Sunday.
Oh, yes. The kind of cookies that you generally get at funerals.
That's right. So tell me, how many years is it that you'd be coming to the film festival up here, Hoboken?
God. You know, you would know better than I would. A bunch of times. I remember the first time I did it, I thought it was just a very strange event. I still do. And I thought, I did it. They'll never have me back. And then I came back. They wanted me back next year. And I said, this is definitely the end. They'll never have me back after this. And they keep having me back.
I think this is the third year or the fourth that you've been here.
Yeah, it could be the fourth. Yeah, they don't learn their lesson.
So you love the menu up here, I understand, when you come up to Middletown.
The which?
Menu, the Burger King selection and the...
Yes. It's good eating. When you go out there, it's like you basically have to notify your doctor ahead of time that there will be a jump in your cholesterol level when you get back.
So now you're going to be doing the opening show, I understand, I think?
I guess so. I never understand what's the opening, what's the close.
Well, you see, opening is at the very beginning.
Oh, okay. See, I know. You know these technical things.
Now, are you going to plan? When you do shows, is everything off the cuff, or you've got a basic format you work with?
Sometimes I plan. But with Hoboken, I've never planned anything. And it shows on stage. And I think it seems to work, because that's why they keep having me back there.
Well, when you came back in between and did a concert on your own a couple of years ago, you were great. Funny as all get. Do you talk about current events ever on your shows?
Not that much. I don't really follow them all that much. I mean, I know who may or may not be the next president. Personally, I did Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh.
Yeah, and I did it when, you know, Trump was the host of Celebrity Apprentice. And, you know, I will say something there. See, he, you know, on the show, you see him very sternly fire me. You know, go, Gilbert, you're fired, and throw me out of the boardroom. What you don't see, and what they don't show you on TV, is that afterwards he took me into his office, and we both lied together on the couch and cuddled for an hour. See, that's, it just shows how they edit things.
Now, did Ivanka come in at the time?
I wish.
So now, who would you like for president? Hillary with her first man husband, or Donald with his first lady wife?
This year year was a strange year for presidential candidates. It was kind of like, okay, you can vote for this one. Or, you know, I think most of the campaigns were, hey, you're not going to do too much better than me, so vote for me.
And I would imagine, since a large part of your shtick is poking fun at people and verbally beating them up, that's what Trump does quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. With Trump, I'm like convinced that it started out as a publicity stunt. You know, like how celebrities will claim to be running for president, and then one day goes, oh my God, they're actually voting for me.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor you're going to be his running mate?
Yes. I'll be there. We'll blow up the world together.
Oh my. Speaking of which, what do you think of his Mexican wall proposal?
Oh, yes. See, that's that weird thing, the irony there is that to build that wall, you'd have to hire like a few hundred Mexicans to build a wall to keep the Mexicans out.
And would he pay them a union wage?
Oh, yeah.
Getting back to the film festival, have you viewed any of the movies that are going to be shown?
No. I see them when they're there. And sometimes you go, oh, this is interesting. And other times you go, who thought this would make a movie?
What, you've been in a lot of movies over your career, right?
Oh, yeah.
What would you say are a few of your favorite ones that you acted in?
Well, you know, of course, The Parrot. And that's when Gilbert Gottfried died on the radio. No, when I was the parrot in Aladdin, was one of the top ones. And when I was Sidney Bernstein in Beverly Hills Cop 2. And then I got more respectability, of course, when I was doing films like Funky Monkey and How to Be a Player.
And your wife knows that they're just acting parts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, yesterday you picked up your kids. How old are they?
I think they were my kids. I picked up two other kids. My kids are, I'm not going to get their ages wrong. I'm going to say 7 and 9.
Okay. And do they ever imitate you?
Well, what I remember one thing, they don't imitate me so much. I mean, they'll try to be funny. In fact, one time, when my son was in preschool, the teacher said, he doesn't pay attention in class, and he's always trying to be funny. And she said, where did you learn how to be funny? And he goes, from my daddy. And she said, oh, your daddy's funny? And my son, who was like 2 at the time, goes, well, he's funny at home, not at work.
And so it goes.
Yes.
So when you come up to Middletown for the Hoboken Film Festival, do you stay over or you get out of town real fast?
Usually there's an angry mob, so you have to get out.
But not before you stop for your high cholesterol hamburger.
Yes.
Well, I look forward to seeing you again on Friday, June 3rd, when you're back in town, and we'll say hello, and just as long as you don't cuddle with me on Trump's couch.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the only reason I'll do the show then.
So this is Hank Gross on Mid-Hudson News with our guest today, Gilbert Godfrey, the comedian, who will be hosting the opening night of the Hoboken International Film Festival on Friday, June 3rd. We'll see you there.